for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. It's been like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious.
Man, you morning people, I'm serious. Father God, thank you this morning. Thank you for all these morning people. And Father, I'm just thrilled this morning as I observe your handiwork. Lord, I just say more this morning. More, more, more. I'm excited. I'm excited, and my inner man is excited. You see, God, each of us sees things through the eyes that you have given us and that you have prepared us to look through. And Lord, what I really love about you is you modulate. You modulate things for us. To the point where if it's for us, we cannot not get it. So this morning, God, I just want to say thank you and more. More. We need more. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first, I want to tell you all how blessed we are with the media missionaries that God has given us. And they did something yesterday that just proved to me that when God has something prepared for his people, nothing and nobody can stop it. Now, the only person that can stop it is the person who God intended it to flow through. Because God has given each of us a will. And he's not going to violate our will. That's why we pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's why I pray, and you should pray likewise, not my will, Father. Tear down my will and let my will become your will. And that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because God is not going to fight your will. He'll let you, he will, you know where it says, he'll let you go through with that thing. And he'll let you sabotage yourself. And he'll let you go shipwreck And he'll let you do it again and again and again until you come to your senses. Until you say, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Something's wrong here. Something's very, very wrong here. And I know it's not God's will for me to be in this shape I'm in. I know it's not God's will for me to suffer needlessly. So he'll get you right to the point where you come back to him and say, Lord, what's wrong? I need you to fix this. That's what you'll say. And you know what? You'll fix it. And until you do, you're going to go around in that same circle. But I'm just talking. Somebody needs to hear that. I've been getting your rocks. Somebody sent some beautiful, a whole little bag of beautiful rocks. They came from Amazon. Flat, smooth, polished rocks. I'm getting all kind of rocks. But yesterday, when Brother Joe went out to the mailbox and brought this little, it's a rock, is what it is. And it was, so I just opened up the package and put my hand in there, and the rock was so hot, it almost burnt my hand. I said, wait a minute. This rock is hot. And so I said, Brother Joe, feel this rock. I said, do you feel how hot that rock is? So he said, no, I don't feel it. I said, well, that's because you're used to handling hot things. I'm not. This rock here is hot. The rock was so hot that I put it down on the desk. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what it is about these rocks, these stones, but I know the Bible said, Jesus says that he talks about the rocks crying out. And so after I put the rock down, I went and picked up an old book of mine. And the title was like, Fire in Your Hand. Because that's what that rock felt like in my hand. And that rock came, two rocks came together. Two stones came together yesterday. So I said, well, let me feel this other stone. It's not as big as that one. It was hot, too. I said, okay, God, I'm going to just rest these stones here. Now, you know who you are that sent stones. And I'm not going to call your name out or nothing. But the stones that came from Amazon didn't have that heat. It wasn't hot. It wasn't hot like those two were. So what you saying, Erica? I'm not saying, I don't know. But I'm telling you, it was hot outside. And the two stones, I wonder if I go pick them up now, if they still gonna be hot. Well, I don't know. But I want to say this. I'm so happy God used the media missionaries to send me a message yesterday about next Monday or Tuesday. You'll be able to listen to this line on Facebook if you want to. And the media missionaries are doing a good job. I'm really, and they're doing it fast. That's, I guess that's what happens when you're young, you know. They're doing it fast. So not only will you be, you'll be able to listen to it on Facebook, and I think I'm going to go back on YouTube, and by the middle to the end of the month, it'll be back on Roku television, and I'm just trying to find a way to do it where it's not vain. Not, I don't want it to be vain at all. In the meantime, I got to name that channel. I changed the name of the blog talk that was Spirits Are Subject Unto You to the new banner. And I'm not going to mention it until I get the paperback, legal paperwork back, which I should have by the end of this week from the feds. I already registered with the state. And you know what? I got it. I got where God needed me to be. And with all those changes, see, remember, I couldn't trademark anything because of TED Talk. But I got the trademark on the where God has taken me. I got the trademark on it. I got it registered with the state. I should have the federal tax exempt on it also in a few days. Only what you do for Christ will last. And you know what? I got the whole ministry clean. I got all that defilement gone. The whole ministry is fresh, clean, anointed, and ready to do what it has to do. And God is showing me we're going to get this done. We're going to get this done. I'm going to get God's people. Thank you, Tammy. I'm going to get you to where you got to be. And a strong foundation under you. You see, I told you what Dr. Oral Roberts told me years ago back there in the, around the same time when I got that commission as the washerwoman from God. So it would have been in the late 80s. Early 90s. Don't be so spiritual that you know earthly good. In order for ministry to be effective, you have to run it like a business. Only you have to run it with the understanding that it's God's business. He's the CEO. He's the boss in the structure, in the hierarchy. And it's really awesome. So it's kind of like it's not even a second chance. It's the first chance. It's the first chance that I mean, I always take things and start with a blank piece of paper anyway, and a pen or a pencil. But God has given me a chance to put, excuse me, to put all of this in order to work. and I count it a privilege. I knew God was connecting me with highly anointed people for a reason. And I just kept plugging along until he made it plain. So I want Jennifer to tell you about the Book of the Month Club, which starts. She'll tell you about it. Those of you that don't like to read, it's for you. Because you got to read. You cannot be ignorant in this ministry. Not this ministry per se, in the ministry of God. Study the great men and women of God. They read. And they'll tell you that they read. Those that are doing things for God right now, they'll tell you that they read. And that they read. So you're going to have a strong foundation. And then the devil will never be able to beat you up like he did, like the Lord allowed him to do, to get you in the right posture with himself. So Jennifer, can you press one and talk about the first book? There you go. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Just an update on the Book of the Month Club. And I will post this in the chat room in a second. The first book that we are going to be starting out with is by John Eckert, and it's called Cast Out. And what I'd like to do is for us to meet weekly, if you're so inclined, to join us. And this will be the first book of many, praise the Lord, that we're going to kind of do a deep dig into and summarize the book and reference everything against most important book of all, which is the Word of God, and to use the scriptures and the discussion and however the Holy Spirit leads us all, because it's the same Holy Spirit, and to get a better understanding of what it is that God is trying to show us, to build foundations within us, to build up our ministries, to strengthen our faith, and to have fun with it. And kind of like what, Dr. Erica, you were just saying in your opening prayer, which I loved, is that modulation of God, is that the Holy Spirit influences each and every one of us and gives us exactly what it is that we need, what he needs us to have to equip us to be better foot soldiers in the army of the Lord. So I am really excited about this. I do love to read. And I have had, it's actually been such a blessing to me, my relationship with the Word of God, because what Dr. Erica has really taught us is to hold everything, the Bible tells us, number one, not just Dr. Erica, but she's come in and reinforced that, to hold everything up to the Word of God. So that is what we're going to do with these books. And prayerfully, it will lift us all up, build us up in faith. We'll cover one book over the course of the month, and it's really going to be as God leads us. And I'd actually love to start this weekend. I just want to have a quick talk with you, Dr. Erica, about the logistics of that, and we'll have a Blog Talk number to call into. I don't know if we'll be in the Spreaker as well. So we'll keep you guys in the loop as far as that. Like I said, in a second here, actually, I'll post the book information in the chat room. And it's really going to be a work in progress according to how God wants it to be.
Yeah, I need to add something.
Please.
We're not foot soldiers.
Okay. Okay.
I know where you got that from. And that's not, see, you from an Air Force family. Army.
Yes. Okay,
and
I see it corrected.
Air Force is not foot soldiers. Y'all are the
okay. Right. We are a Space Force. I stand corrected.
And the other thing is, we got to come up with a name for the Book of the Month Club. And by this afternoon, our book club will be registered with Amazon.com. So don't go buy the book until tomorrow, because we're going to be a legitimate book club. And we will be registered as a book club with Amazon.com.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So
that
I just wanted
awesome.
To add those two things, because there'll be everything I do, I try to do it so that it'll last into perpetuity. So in building on that book club, those books will always be there under that book club, everything we read. So I just want to add that. And it was something else. The name of the name of that blog talk will be up after tomorrow. I just want to make sure that it's registered, it's registered everywhere it's supposed to be. All right, so that that will be ready tomorrow. But I just wanted you to give an overview. And if you just hold on until the book club is registered with Amazon. And you can buy the book. If you do, get it through Amazon, through the book club. But you don't have to.
Right.
You know, it's going to be taught in such a way. You got to, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, will be presiding over the book club. And eventually the book club, you see, I'm building an institute here of higher learning. And you're going to need all those. But see, some of you don't love to read yet. You will, though. You will. And the other thing, everything in the book club is designed to build you and shore up your faith as well as your strength. Strength. Because you're going to need strength in the Lord to go where we are about to go. I'm trying to get some affiliation with the after effects of COVID, because you're going to be required to minister to these people. And it's a whole lot of people that are suffering. Mm. And really, when we get all these little niches, together, we'll be able to offer the world a package.
Hallelujah.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, talk to Erica. I said, yeah. They said, you're going to have to, because they know I'm writing this book. I'm trying to put this book together. I'm not trying to. I'm doing it. And they said, so God's going to have to bless you to write like a knight, huh? I said, what? They said, you have to write. bright like a night. I have forgotten about it. Let me see it. Fight like a night, book club. But this is the person. So you got to write like a night. Yeah. Hurry up and get this done. Because this is your foundation to make all of this work in power. In power. In power. And you see, I have to be careful what I say because I have people listening to me, and before I can say it, before I can get it out of my mouth, they're going to jump up and do it. Mm. As if God gave them the instructions how to put it together. Why is it important that God give you the instructions how to put it together? Because if God gives you the instructions how to put it together, that means he's going to be with you to keep it together. You got me? That book wasn't just plucked out of the air.
Right.
There's a reason. And every book in that book club, there's a reason. There's a reason. And so don't try to get ahead of the Holy Ghost this time. That's what happened before. And what happened? Shipwreck. But Paul, when he got bitten by the viper, what did he do? He just shook it off. And they were all standing there waiting for him to die. What'd they say? These men were saved from the sea only to die by the bite of a viper. Not so. Not so.
Amen.
So that's happening. I can't give you, like I say, just be praying, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's all I need you to pray. And Tammy, I got something to tell you. You are in, do you want me to tell you just out, or do you want me to tell you private? How you want me to? I got a word for you from the Lord. Tammy F. How you want it? I got something to tell you. It ain't, you know me, God, just give me little words, little elementary words. I got one of them for you. Jennifer, you got anything else to say about the blank club? We got to get together. I got to name it before 11 o'clock because it's going to be around 11 that the Amazon book club got to have a name.
Okay. Well, we'll get together then this morning before that. Yep. And I didn't have anything else to say except that I am excited to see where God is taking us and where he's taking us with this, with everything. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Tell me what you want me to do. Sure what? Here is fine. I'm reading what Tammy put in the chat room. Here is fine. Okay. Then you could tell me. You could tell, you want to dial into the, can you dial into the blog talk? Because I never, the Inner Man Book Club, that's too deep. We want something simple that convey the whole message. Press one. Tammy. Press one. Oh, you at work. Oh, I'm sorry. I, I think I'll wait then, because I don't want to see the power of God overcome you at work. Especially where you work. Oh, Lord. That's okay. All right. You saying that's okay? Go ahead and give it to you. Don't wait. Just say yes or no. I understand. What does that mean? That means give it to you or don't give it to you. Or wait. Put yes, no, or wait. One of those. It ain't that complicated. I might be putting too much on it. Okay. Listen carefully. This morning, God spoke to me about you and told me to tell you this. You are in the middle of the greatest turnaround of your life. Many things, many people have caused many negative circumstances, even although he brought you into a positive place. He brought you into a wealthy place. That's what his word says, a wealthy place. But you have not been able to grab it. It seems like every time you reach up to grasp it, that something, it just flows through the spaces in between your fingers and your thumb. But God said, this is because there is a curse in existence that came through a marriage, came through the coming together of your family line and this family line through this marriage. But God said to tell you, if you will remain consistent, if you will remain steadfast, that you won't have to do anything but stand, and that all these difficulties will be parted in front of you, just like the Jordan River as you aged to allow the priest to walk through. The Lord said, he is stopping what had been in front of you for a long time with the purpose of hindering you and stopping you from flowing in that wealthy place. God said he created you to be wealthy, and there's no other way around it, and the only person stopping it is you when you allow the lies of those that have been placed deliberately to hinder to take root. But God said to tell you, he is in the middle of your change right now. Right now. Do not think back, act back, look back, or go back. Do not allow the voices of misery from that curse to rest upon you any longer. You must break that cycle, and then you will step out of that darkness that tries to overtake you that causes you to have to push so hard to maintain. God said, stop pushing. Rest in him. And he is already opening those doors that you didn't shut them and he didn't shut them. You allowed others' lies, mistaken moves. He right now, he is opening up the channels in your ears, your spiritual ears. Your spiritual ears. He, right now, is blocking those voices. Those voices of miss this, miss that, miss the other. No longer will you miss it. You will stand still and see the salvation of your God. The enemies that you had with those voices, you will not see them or hear them any longer. Does any of that make sense to you, Tammy? Tammy, are you here? Well, y'all, that's why I asked her. Wow, yes, I felt this. Praise God. Be glorified in my life. Thank you. This is amazing. Praise God. I receive. This is on point. Praise the Lord. Finally feel free. Thank you, Jesus. I told y'all, none of us are where we were before. I'm going to minister to you. Satan cannot bind you up any longer. You're going to be what God called you to be from the beginning. From the beginning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You see, God is going to get a church out of a church. I say God is going to get a church out of a church. Man.
Here and now. the joy of the Lord, it will be my strength. When the pressure is on, he's making diamonds. Oh, the joy of the Lord, it will be my strength. When the pressure is on, he's making diamonds. Oh, the joy of the Lord, it will be my strength. When the pressure is on, he's making diamonds.
I want y'all to rejoice with Tammy this morning. She just posted, wow, crying at work, but I don't care. Praise the Lord. Brothers and sisters, Wes says, I received a blessing sitting in the A.A. Allen chair, thinking of all the healing and salvation vibrations that chair had observed. God moved me. I'm still getting them. I want to get them out of here so bad. If you're supposed to get a chair, please text me. You know I've been through a lot, and the chair is still stacked up in the sanctuary. If you text me, I'll at least get a couple more out today. Because I don't know who got, you know they had me. I don't know who got them, who didn't. I just know it's a stack of them over there in the sanctuary here. You see, those chairs are a point of contact for faith. Your faith. And I heard Pastor Todd say something. He said they have one of the pews. Well, you know, I gave them some chairs too. They have a pew from the church that Jonathan Edwards preached, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Well, I might not have no pew, but I got a bucket of dirt from there. Excuse me. I got a bucket of dirt from there, and I mixed it in with all the other dirt. And you know what else I got? I got some dollar bills that have been, I've been praying over them for over a year. Remember that time I had y'all crisscross the money? Well, I think we need another power surge of money. Brother Joe, could you come here and look in that drawer and see if those dollar bills are still in there from a year ago? When they broke in, I don't even want to remember that negative stuff. See if those dollar bills are still in there. I had put a picture of a pump, because the dollar bill was to prime the pump. You see, brothers and sisters, this is why I was concerned. Look right here. See those two file cabinets under that printer. Open it up and see if you see a bunch of, remember I had you go get them a year ago those brand new dollar bills. They've been sitting here. I've been praying over them for a year. Do you see them? You see them?
No.
Uh-oh. Look in the top one. I don't know if you can even open that one.
Bunch of files.
Look in the prayer box. You see, they would be laying right up top. There's no more file cabinets there, right? The reason we have to do this, because everything in here has been changed. Everything in here has been plugged up by me, prayed over by me, and no defilement. No defilement. You don't see it? I'm going to look myself. I hope I still have them. If I do... Oh, no, they'd be over there. I had them over there. In the drawer. Wow. If not, oh, wow. Well, that would make sense. That would make sense. I don't think I had them in. I had them in the file. That probably doesn't open. I had them in the file cabinet. Well, I guess it came up missing when the people came in here with Jose. You see, even if they didn't take them, they're gonna be accused of taking them. Because you don't break in somebody's house. You don't break in nobody else's dwelling place. You don't do that. And you don't rifle their stuff. Now, I was saving those dollars because God had told me, put them over there. Jalissa, no, I better send you this. There's something here on my phone for you. Okay. It's a Facebook for Android confirmation code. I'll send it to you. Well, if they took the dollars that I've been saving for a year. Hey, Brother, wait a minute, y'all. Hold on a minute. Let me see something. Wow. Well, I'm going to go to the bank, and I'm going to get some more, because God want me to cover the airwaves and get money flowing to you. I'm going to look for them. If I don't find them, I will go to the bank and get some more new $1 bills and pray over them. And Lord, I ask you for double the anointing. We need to get the money flowing. Thank you. Tammy say, this is why the devil tried so hard to get me to leave this ministry. That's right. The devil don't want you to know where you're going to be blessed. And you know, brothers and sisters, I have a philosophy that I live by, and that is you don't have to beg nobody to come to no ministry. You don't have to wake them up. If you got to wake them up every day to come, then they're in the wrong place. Then that means that they're not hearing God tell them to be there. And that is why you have to put your trust in God. Stole my dollars. Boy, that makes me mad. But I'm not going to get mad. I'm staying at ease. Lord God, I ask you for double. On the new dollars I'm about to get, I ask you for double. Double the anointing. In Jesus' name. I'm going to look one more place, maybe. Maybe I took them out and put them, because I rearranged everything. So I'm going to believe God, I took them out and put them somewhere else. But it's time to get them out. It's time to flood the airways with them. Praise God. Maybe with the crosses. Brother Joe, look in with the crosses. Oh, maybe I did put them in there. Look over there, please. And see if you see a bunch of dollar bills.
Over.
That's right. Everything is different. Over there. See the stack next to the prayer bench? Wait a minute, y'all. No, over here. Go that way, over there, in the prayer box. Hold on. We're trying to find those dollars. The big one. Mm-hmm. That's where they are?
Okay, look in this box. Thank you, Wes. Woo! I found them. They're in with the crosses. Thank you, Wes. Wow. So I took them out of the drawer, and I had put them in with the crosses. Now, how many of you don't have a little cross? The crosses that are made down there in Texas by the artistry of Faye Jean Hooker. So how many of you never got one of those crosses? So maybe God want me to send you the cross and a dollar. If you don't have a cross or even the little wooden, remember the hand crosses I had, but these are in with the crosses that Faye Jean made. I have to talk to her about it. If you don't have one, maybe I could send you one of those and a dollar. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you that the money didn't get defiled. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. So what I'm going to do, it's time for me to flood the airways again. So I see, okay, I have a cross, but I did not receive a dollar. Okay. And if you did not receive, look, if you didn't get your chair, Tedline Ministry at Outlook.com, and tell me what you didn't get. On some of them, I see here in the, okay. So I'm gonna talk to Beijing and ask her which ones the Lord is telling her, which crosses. That's interesting too, because she had me call a person up that God had told her to send them a cross. So you see how it came. That's what I love about this ministry that God has given me. Everything connects. It connects. So if you will do this, I will get them out today. We'll make that a priority. I'll stop, kind of stop everything I'm doing. And I will get you what you don't have, because we come this far by faith. We going all the way. All the way. It's a new day. Now, don't be calling me up talking about you don't do it like this one do it. I don't do it like anybody else do it. I just do it like God tells me to do it. Amen. But we getting ready to do life big. And remember, God is putting a team together. There are churches that we have to go to and bring the glory into them. There are some of you about to do what God called you to do from the very beginning. Okay. So you don't have to be patient anymore. It's now. Now is the time. So I'm going to try to no, devil, shut up. I'm not going to try to do anything. I'm going to get the things out in the mail today. I don't have to try to do that. I'm going to do that today.
Amen. And thank you for being patient with me, because I found the dollars. I found the dollars. All right. So this stuff gonna cross through this airwaves. Hey, Tammy, can I tell you something else? The stone that I got that was burning, that was the one you sent. That was the stone you sent. And the other one was the one that Christian sent. They were burning. When I got them in my hands, they were burning. And then what happened? God gave me that word for you. Obedience. See, God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. Doesn't the Bible say that? And that stone came from New Jersey and Virginia. Watch what's getting ready to happen in those states, and it's going to be good. I told you, I've been trying to tell you, this ministry is a ministry that God uses as an intercessory ministry, as an equipping and a training ministry. You don't have to wonder why I ain't trying to, at 72, break my back to get out there and be nothing but a servant. But that doesn't mean that one of you aren't the one. And let me tell you something. If you're the one, if you're the one, yes, when we get to heaven, you might get a diamond, but I'm going to be right there with an emerald or a ruby or a sapphire. And glory be to God if I'm blessed enough to get a pearl. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. 1 Corinthians 1 and 27. Tammy said, I dug in the ground next to the dollar store to get that. Amen. Amen. New Jersey. Dollar store. Dug into the ground. I think Bishop Jake said better than me when he launched his ministry way back then. You know what he used to say? He used to say, get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm coming behind him. 20-some years later. Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Ready for that.
God is ready.
My God, getting us ready.
God is ready.
Captain Erica, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank God. God loves you, Tammy. You know it. You always known it. Get ready to move. Guess what, y'all? The devil is a liar, and he can't touch this.
He can't touch this. Just this.